At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lost my baby in a pool game, and I can't go home. Yeah. Ooh, I forgot.
Started come over, on, Bob. For real?
Start it over, Bob.
All right, we'll start it over.
I love my baby at a pool game. Come on.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lost my baby in a pool game. Lost my baby in a pool game, and I know, and I can't go home. I say, I know I can't go home. Lost my baby in a pool game. Lost my baby in a pool game, and I know I can't go home.
Come on.
And I can't go home.
I lost my baby.
Lost my baby in a pool game.
I lost my baby
in a pool game. Lost my baby in a pool game, and I know I can't go home no more.
There we go.
No more.
That was the full song. You sang all the way through on that one.
Dave Braskin said, I bet they both play. I do too, Dave. I think having two quarterbacks that can get it done is like having Tommy Frazier and Brooke Behringer. It can't do them, but help the team, okay? So I don't want to get into I think Jeff Sims has the potential to be a superstar. But I'm saying the fumbles for me. I'm only going off. It was the fumbles for me. And, guys, it's spring. Fullbacks, I get it. But – I'm just saying, for a quarterback, I like Casey right now. That could change. Casey, when Casey comes back in the fall, when they have fall camp, that competition is going to be fierce.
Hey, VJ.
But I, yeah.
Somebody gave me a request. Buck, hit it one more time. We're just short version.
Okay, hold on a second. You're going to get back.
We're just going to hit a short version.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Is Vershawn gonna run the 400? Is Vershawn gonna run the 400? Is Vershawn run the 400?
I don't know
if Vershawn gonna run the 400 on Thursday.
Not if it's cold.
If Vershawn gonna run the 400, if he ever runs the 400, we know.
I don't know.
We better call 911. He's gonna huff and puff and run the 400. Woo!
I'm gonna run the 400. Don't you worry about it. I got 6 days. How about that?
6 days.
It's about, Todd Stowe says, it's about the O-line. If they can keep the quarterback clean, Casey is the better choice. If they can't, Sim gives you the better choice with his grandma. I like it.
Yeah, and I do think we're going to see both of them at some point. I mean, if they can keep them both on the team, I think both of them will be needed at some point.
Ray Rocket said the captain's age is starting to catch up. Catch up spelling, spelt like ketchup.
He does like ketchup.
Damn. It's starting to show.
You should have seen the ketchup he put on that. Should have seen the ketchup he put on that burger Saturday. Oh my God! He, Oh, my.
A lot of ketchup?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Dripping with ketchup.
Yes. Like a pound of ketchup.
Ooey-gooey ketchup. Ooey-gooey ketchup.
That's what it looked like. Like melted ooey-gooey cheese, but it was ketchup.
He says, so grumpy and speaking nonsense. What's nonsense, Red Rocket, that I'm speaking? 6153 says, are you out of your mind? You guys are pushing 50. Jeff Sims wouldn't have to run anyone over because no one would get a hand on him.
Okay.
I said, if the scenario was the same as it was in the game, Jeff Sims didn't have no choice but to run into the guy. The guy did not wrap up. I don't give a dang how old you are. Technique doesn't change. You hit and you get your head across and you wrap up. Whether you get ran over or not, hang on for dear life. You don't let a guy truck you. Stay on your feet and score. Just don't do it. Kadoba Kai says, big talk. Prove it then. I'm sure Sims would love to do that drill. I don't believe he would. I don't believe he would. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Because, see, the difference between I think the difference between the black shirt and some of the other black shirts that's still in shape, they don't think miss. They don't think lose. They think seek and destroy. See, y'all ain't used to that because you ain't seen it in 25 years. So you have no idea what it looks like. You don't know what confidence looks like. You don't know what hidden looks like. You ain't saw it. When you see it, you understand what you're seeing. You ain't saw it yet. You didn't see it at the spring game. You probably saw two or three big hits. 48 was laying people out for the most part, but the biggest hit of the day came from the littlest guy on the team.
Snuck him.
Still came from the smallest guy. Big Bird says, Bach is a sharpshooter. I know firsthand. Bach, whose eyes you dotted? First of all, you look like, Bach, you don't look like you can jump off the ground more than 6'6".
Oh, no. My game's not a hold up with a whole lot of you athleticism.
You a set shot, right?
Yeah, not a big athleticism guy, no.
Are you a left or right hand guy?
Right handed.
How in the world are you going to beat me?
Oh, I'm a smart player as well.
It's one on one.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Mostly
what's your game?
I'm probably, I could use my speed a little bit to get around you.
What speed?
Dribbling technique. But mostly you're just not going to be able to stop my shot. So it's going to be tough.
You talking about the set shot that you won't be able to get off because it's one-on-one?
Oh, I got a set shot. I got a floater. You got to watch out for the floater.
You don't have a left hand. I'm going to make you go left. I already got the game plan against you.
Good luck.
Make you go left. Take your right hand away. Thanks for telling me. Now what?
I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, people talk because they just think we're old. See, about 2 years ago, Bob, I raced a group of high school kids. And guess what? I beat them all, Bob. One was a starting cornerback for Southwest High School. Mm. And he was a track guy.
Mm.
So guess what happened to him? Got it on videotape.
Uh-oh.
He got beat.
And how old are you, Terrell?
47. I'm 6 foot, and I'm 201 pounds. I played college football at 205 pounds. I'm in great.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shape. I walk 25, 30 steps, 1,000 steps a day. And I'm going to run the 400. No, I'm not going to run the 400. I'm going to run the 40 Thursday to see just where I'm at, to play with it. Anybody want to join me?
Yeah, come on.
I'm not worried about you.
I'm not running the 40. I'm running the 400.
Yeah, I'm running the 40. I'm running the 40 just to see where I'm at. Just to see where I'm at. Just to – Mike Vick did it. T.O. did it. I'm going to be the next 40-year-old to go out there and bust a 4.6 or a 4.7.
Or 4.8.
Ooh. Mississippi Mud Dog says, by the numbers, Scott Frost had a higher career completion percentage than Tommy. Just saying. We didn't talk completions. I want to know interceptions. I forget the completions.
He didn't have a whole lot of interceptions either, though.
He didn't throw the ball a lot. Well, look at 96. Yeah.
So Scott Frost's career was at Nebraska. He had an 18-7 touchdown to interception ratio. 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in 96.
How many in 97? We're probably all. How many in 97? Two of them came to 10 that game.
5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in 97.
Okay, wait. Think about that. You threw for 5. You threw for 5 touchdowns. You almost threw for more interceptions than you threw for touchdowns. That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
5 touchdown passes, and we won the championship. Oh, that's a great quarterback. Oh, that's a great quarterback.
It's an option. It's an option system. Eric Crouch won the Heisman by throwing more interceptions than touchdowns.
How many interceptions did Eric Crouch have?
His senior year, I could look it up, but Scott had 19 rushing touchdowns, over 1,000 on the ground in 1997. Look up Eric Crouch.
I was there. I was a team captain. I know exactly what happened. I know we were a running team first. That's what we did. That's what made us who we were, is because we were going to come and ground and pound you out, and then we're going to hit you with a wide open pass. But everybody thinks we just came and grounded and pounded you. No, that ground and pound was sometimes 3 yards, 2 yards, and then a 10, 1 yard, 2 yards, and then a 20. 2 yards, 8 yards. You know, you didn't. This was tough yardage, man. This wasn't like we was just running through, running 80. You know, Amon Green and guys are running 80-yard touchdown runs every time they touched the ball. Those guys were getting after it, running multiple times a game, 25, 26 times a game. Yeah, you pop a big one. This looks like you got a great game if you run for 220 yards, but. What about those other 18, 19 carries? So it's the small bill of work that you do that over time it adds up. I'm not taking anything from Scott. That's my guy. I had his back. I still do from a football perspective and a coach's perspective if he get another opportunity to coach. Hopefully he'll learn from what the pros and cons will coming back to your alma mater is, and he'll say, this didn't work, this worked, this is what I'm going to use at my next stop. But Kelsey Mississippi Mud Dog says, black shirt, I don't need pads, bro.
Me neither. I'm from the South. I know how we play down there. You need to come play where I play at.
Yeah, at least put a helmet on, though.
I don't need a helmet. 7323
says, I need a helmet. I'm not trying to, you know, be in a wheelchair. I'll take the black shirt versus anyone. 43 just built different. Brett. You know what, Nyla? You're on punishment. Maybe somebody else will take you out of punishment, but your mouth, your little text mouth has got you in trouble with me, Nyla. So we're going to block you, Nyla. You're blocked. You know what? Let somebody else unblock you, because I'm blocking you. You don't, Nyla, every time
she
you
just
get
brought us cupcakes the other day.
You can't block the cupcake lady, man.
We like Nyla.
Yeah.
Man, look here. Look here. Just because she butter you cupcakes up with cupcakes, that don't mean nothing.
That's okay,
Captain
Nyla.
Don't eat cheats.
We'll unblock you
we'll
after
unblock
the show.
You. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. There you go. There you go. She got, I know she got backup in at the station. But if she can talk stuff, so can I. You know what? I got the pen. Let's get her blocked right now. Let's get her blocked, and you guys unblock her later on, Nyla. I can't believe you, Nyla. I thought we was better than that, Nyla. I thought we was better than that. She says this. I'm gonna read it anyway. I know better than to say I could tackle either of you. But I sure as hell know I can outrun loudmouth No Action Jackson. You know what, Nala? Thursday. Be there. Thursday. Oh. Let me unblock Nala. You know what? Unblock her, Bob. Unblock her. I shouldn't even have blocked her. Because now she got me hot. Because Nala said, she not only did she say she can outrun me, she called me loudmouth No Action Jackson.
Mm. I'm fighting words.
Okay, Nala. I hope to see you there on Thursday. We'll get a time. We'll let you know tomorrow the time. I hope to see you, Nyla. I hope you're there. Seriously. Okay, Nyla. Okay. Thomas says this. Well, you PJ, you made excuses to get out of the 400 last time, so I'm ready for this new excuse. Yeah. It wasn't an excuse. It was the truth. Jeez. Huffy says this. Ha ha. You guys are the best to listen to. Terrell, sing it, man. You guys are full of energy. Terrell wanting to put the pads on. VJ wanting to play too. Get the whole 90s team out there. I bet they crack a few bones. Throw them bones, baby. Listen, I believe, I think this would be fun, right? For us to have an alumni game.
Oh, yeah. I think Husker fans would be interested in that.
Terrell, you play?
Yeah, but we need a quarterback.
What? We got Eric Crouch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we do. We do. I forgot about him.
Dang it. Crouch is still in shape.
Yeah, we'll take Crouch.
Right. Who else was you thinking?
Nobody.
Maybe you get Scott back to play. Nice ovation for him coming into the game.
PCAT said nah. Peru State does it.
Nah, Scott's done. He's over with.
Well, Tommy just passed.
Tommy could be the coach. Him and Scott could be arguing on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? But no, we're not going. Scott's done. He's over with. Okay.
Yeah, Robbie said age is just a number.
That's all it is. Throw it to break, black shirt.
All right, for you non-believers, put your pads on and come up here to the ticket. I'll take care of you real quick. This is 93.7 on the Black Shirt Terrell Farley. I'm with the captain, Rashawn Jackson, and I'm with
Bark.
And we'll be back.
Walking down the avenue. Crazy. From high.